Today's Making Mountains Move podcast is brought to you by MassivePassiveLiving.com. Are you ready to step into your full potential, grab life by the horns, and live it on your terms? Head over to MassivePassiveLiving.com and live the life you were meant to live. Fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up. What's up, movers of mountains? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com, back with another action-packed, content-driven Triple M podcast, baby. Today, we're getting after it, all right? You ready for a breakthrough? First, little housekeeping items here. I'm just getting back from an amazing trip out to Denver, Colorado. Man, woman, what an awesome, awesome city. Just great people, great energy, great mountains. If you haven't noticed, I kind of have a thing for mountains. In fact, all day Monday, I spent deep in the Rocky Mountains just connecting with nature, connecting with my inner self, connecting with my purpose, which, by the way, is to help you, scratch that, get you living life on your terms. So while I was alone in the Rockies, I shot what I consider to be my most powerful, my most heartfelt video that I've ever created in my life. Starting to do a lot more videos, by the way. You can check them out over at my YouTube channel. Just search for Making Mountains Move. But like I said, I was in Denver this past weekend. I was at a personal development and internet marketing seminar with just 6,000 of like the most badass, action-taking, adversity-eating, money-making entrepreneurs you'd ever want to associate with. It was incredible. If you were there, by the way, shout out to you if you were there. Breakthrough! Was that not the most transformational event that you've ever been part of? I mean, let's just get right into the training right here. Because today what I want to do, I want to talk about how to create a breakthrough in your life, all right? A lot of breakthroughs this past weekend, and today's show is all about how to create a massive breakthrough in your life. And listen, this is very simple stuff, by the way. Not necessarily easy, all right, but definitely simple. How many of you, by the way, are ready for a massive breakthrough in your life? Oh, come on. I can't hear you. How many of you are ready for a massive breakthrough in your life? That's what I'm talking about. See, you didn't think I could hear you, did you? Here it is. And I do recommend that you write this down. In order to create a massive breakthrough in your life, you've got to break out of your comfort zone. Let me say that again so that it really sinks in. In order for you to create a massive breakthrough in your life, you've got to break out of your comfort zone. Chuck, what do you mean by that? See, look, being comfortable in life, and we've talked about this before, but it's time to resurface this, all right? Being comfortable in life is probably the worst place you could ever be. See, so many times, right, we think it's the crap, right? We think it's the failures, the setbacks, the adversities, the challenges, the bad that keeps us held back in life. I'm going to challenge your thinking here on today's Triple M podcast and tell you that all that crap, G-rated, the so-called bad things in your life are actually the best things that could ever possibly happen to you. Now hear me on this, all right? I want you to hear me on this. Remember, your best thinking has gotten you to exactly where you are right now in life. And unless you flat out love where you are, you got to change your thinking, all right? So I'm here to challenge you today because this has been the evidence in my own life, right? I always speak and teach from experience. This is powerful stuff right here. I'm here to tell you that the failures, right, the layoff, the firing, the financial burden perhaps, the damaged relationship, all of that, it's the best thing that could possibly ever happen for you. See, the biggest breakthroughs in my own life have come on the heels of my biggest setbacks. Like, let's go back in time here. Back in 2001, when I got laid off for the first time in my life, it hit me hard, all right? I mean, it hit me real hard. It brought me to tears, literally. I had what was considered, here's this word, a comfortable job, right? Was making decent money. I had a nice apartment in the city, was living and working in Boston. But at the same time, deep down, I did not like where I was. Frankly, I did. Deep down, I did not like where I was. See, I had a childhood dream. Many of you may not know this, of one day having my own radio show. All right, and that layoff, again, at the time, it was devastating. All right, it hurt bad. it was actually the biggest blessing in disguise, as it was what allowed me to move forward with my life and pursue that childhood dream of actually having my own radio show. It was a gift, right? And within two short years, sure enough, I have my very own talk show. Wouldn't have happened if I didn't get laid off, right? Then there was 2005, all right? 2005, when I was just pissed off, for lack of a better word, unsatisfied, right? This is G-rated, with my finances, all right? Things look bleak. Appearances, as my man Wallace D. Waddles talks about in The Science of Getting Rich. That hardship, though, that frustration, that anger, actually moved me into action, and I ended up flipping my very first real estate property and completely changed my finances around. Then there was 2009, when I was stuck, you guys know this story very well, when I was stuck inside that flipping rat race, right? Living well below my potential, living well below my means, having this deep, unexpressed dream and desire. And again, I frankly, I got mad. I got pissed off at the situation. It was beyond depression, right? This is something I talked about in that personal video that I just shot this week in the Rocky Mountains. It was beyond depression. It was at a point of anger. And here's what I did. I used that frustration. I used that anger as motivation. And that's when I started my very first company. Here we are right now with Making Mountains Move. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for these hardships, right, if it wasn't for these challenges, for these adversities, I would never have taken that action. I wouldn't be where I am right now. I'd still be stuck, you know, burnt out and stressed out. I simply would not be where I am nor who I am because of those situations. See, being comfortable keeps you being stuck. And all breakthroughs in life, every single one of them, every single breakthrough that you will ever experience comes as a result of breaking outside of your comfort zone. Every time, without exception. Another example of a breakthrough that I had most recently was in December of this past year. You know, here's where I was. I was looking for a vehicle, if you will, right, to truly help people set themselves free forever. Not just providing information to transform lives, but beyond that, providing a platform, right? A platform to actually put those principles into action and create real world results. Enter MassivePassiveLiving.com. And I'll admit to you, right? First, I was skeptical, all right? I mean, look, I've seen these types of things before, or so I thought, right? And I started to do my due diligence, my research, and was like, wait a minute here. Now, look, when I recognize an opportunity, I take action, and I believe that's why I've enjoyed success in life. But there was some risk here on my part, right? I mean, this was stepping outside the boundaries of my comfort zone. You know, I knew that this would not be for everyone, and that attaching my name to it, my brand, my business, my reputation, that I would lose followers, right? Comfort zone. It was a challenge to break outside my comfort zone. And look, you should have seen some of the comments I've received, like, oh, no, Chuck. No, Chuck, you didn't. Oh, come back, man. Come back. Come back to the light. Truth be told, you know, here's the truth. Here's the reality. 99% of these people were letting other people's opinions formulate their own, right? And they never even looked at this thing for themselves. It's sad, really. But look, there's a powerful lesson in here, and this is why I mention it. Now, every good, strong business opportunity is going to have an income disclosure. And the fact is that everyone that you see will always, without exception, show that most of the money is earned by the top 5%. It's just the reality. But that right there is descriptive. It's not prescriptive. And let me explain this. See, that only shows what we already know to be true, right? That most people, here's the reality, most people are simply not going to do what is required of them to achieve large results in life. It's why 95% of baseball players never make it to the World Series. It's why the majority of people who start medical school never become doctors. It's why most people who are athletes never make it to the Olympics. And it's why most people who get married get divorced, right? Statistics in and of themselves and without context really never tell a complete story on their own. See, here it is. See, most people look at statistics and they want to know what the average person is doing. And for myself, I've never been much interested in what average people do because I'm someone who's looking for very unaverage results, right? I'm the guy who looks at a business opportunity where a few people are making millions of dollars and will say, all right, can I do what these guys are doing? I seriously couldn't possibly care less about what the people who are struggling are doing because I'm not going to do what they do, right? I'm going to do what the leaders do, modeling great leadership, right? So we're talking about breakthroughs here. And because of that, the reason that I'm successful is because I chose to be, right? It's not luck. It's not statistics. It's not the odds. I'm in the top 3% of this opportunity because it's where my decisions and consistent actions have put me. And here's the beauty. The beauty is anyone who makes these same decisions and actions that I've made can achieve the same things. We all have the same opportunity. At the end of the day, here it is. At the end of the day, someone's results in this or any other opportunity, it's all about decision, choice and action. That's it, man, woman. So trust me when I tell you, I definitely stepped outside my comfort zone in joining this opportunity. You know, I've never done anything like this before, but I'll tell you, it's easily been one of the best experiences of my life. And what's about to come, by the way, in just a few weeks, just a complete game changer. This is not a pitch fest. All I can say is that, look, if you've been on the fence, maybe this is your first time hearing about it, maybe it's your 10th, I don't know. But if you're ready to break outside your comfort zone, if you're ready for a major breakthrough, a new wave of success, run, all right? Run, don't walk, over to orderempower.com, all right? Orderempower.com. And you and I, together, are going to make some serious mountains move, I'm telling you right now. But back to breakthroughs here, okay? Just look back over your own life. Every single breakthrough, has it not come from breaking outside of your comfort zone? You know, again, it's how I got my own radio show back in 2003. It's how I flipped my first real estate property in 2005. It's how I launched this company, Making Mountains Move. It's how I began my journey with MassivePassiveLiving.com. See, I'm a man of action, right? So what's right now, let's move some mountains, all right? Here's today's Triple M challenge for you. What can you do today? Not one day, not someday. What can you do today to break outside of your comfort zone and create a new breakthrough in your life? What's maybe something that, quote unquote, is bad going on right now? Maybe an adversity, a setback, a hardship, something that you could potentially use as a springboard to take you to that next level in your life. I'm telling you right now, all right? I'm telling you right now, what you may be seeing as bad or negative or challenging, it's likely that very thing, that very thing that you're calling negative and challenging and bad, that's probably the biggest blessing of your life that will take you to your next destination. Seize the moment, baby. Seize the opportunity. Adjust your thinking. Your biggest breakthroughs come from breaking outside of your comfort zone. You know, one of the best, let me leave you with this. One of the best pieces of advice that I've ever heard, get comfortable being uncomfortable. Let me say that again. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Your life really starts to transform when you begin to see everything, good, bad, and yes, even ugly, as nothing but what it really is. All good, baby. Remember, everything in and of itself is neutral. It's the meaning that you attach to it that makes it so. If you're going through some crap right now, ask yourself, what's the blessing, right? Where's the hidden opportunity? How can this situation, circumstance, event be used to turn my situation around in life? The answer will come, and when it does, take massive freaking action. My name is Chuck Morrison, mover of mountains, and listen, I believe you are born for greatness. Let your light shine bright, baby. Please, may your gifts and your talents transform this world. It's time for your next breakthrough. Not one day, not someday, today. It starts from breaking outside of your comfort zone. All right? Time to get out there. Time to get after it like nothing else in this world exists and make those mountains move.